SBS Radio.
Sa karaniwan, 6 na sanggol ang namamatay bago pa man maipanganak sa Australia araw-araw, o ito yung tinatawag na stillbirth, isang bilang na nanatiling matatag sa loob ng 20 taon. Ngunit ang mga kababaihang Aboriginal at Torres Strait Islander at mga kababaihang refugee at migrante ay mas malamang na makaranas ng stillbirth kaysa iba pang mga kababaihan. Sa tampok na ulat ni Kira Jenkins na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Isang bagong ulat sa Medical Journal of Australia ay naglagay ng mga posibleng solusyon upang maiwasan ang mga patay na ipinapanganak o stillbirth sa mga kababaihang migrante at refugee. Sinabi ng pangunahing may akda ng ulat na si Professor Jane Yelland mula sa Murdoch Children's Research Institute na may ilang hadlang na kinakaharap ang mga kababaihang migrante at refugee sa paggamit o pag-access ng impormasyon tungkol sa pagbubuntis, at ang isang malaking hadlang ay ang wika.
In the context of migration, particularly when people come from a country where English is not the main language of that country, being able to access information in people's own language and communication with service providers is really paramount and provides, in many ways, as a barrier to accessing care and navigating one's way around what is actually a very complex health system.
Kadalasan ang mga kadahilanan para sa mga stillbirth ay hindi nalalaman. Sinabi ni Professor Yelland, habang minsan ay may mga medical o physical na kadahilanan para sa mas mataas na bilang ng stillbirth sa mga migranteng kababaihan, madalas na may isang hanay ng mga nagaambag na mga kadahilanan.
Some women from particular regions are at high risk of stillbirth. And one explanation for the higher risk of stillbirth amongst South Asian women, so women that were born in India or Pakistan, Sri Lanka, Afghanistan and Bangladesh, those women are at higher risk, and this is related to the difference in gestational length and fetal growth.
Sinabi ng co-author at senior research fellow sa Melbourne University, Dr. Alicia Riggs, ang mga kababaihang refugee ay mas nagiging malubhang nadidisadbentahe kapag sila ay nabubuntis, at mahalaga para sa mga manggagawa sa kalusugan na malaman ito.
Individuals of refugee background often have experiences of torture and trauma and can face additional hardships around the time of pregnancy, which is only just exacerbated by their levels of English proficiency and low health literacy. So services need to ensure that they're responsive in providing trauma-informed care, which means really being aware of the refugee experience and how that can impact on a woman and her family at the time of having a baby.
Sumasang-ayon si Joseph Swartz mula sa Foundation para sa mga Kaligtasan sa Torture sa Melbourne. Kanyang sinabi na lalo na iyong mga nakaranas ng trauma ay nangangailangan ng dagdag na suporta sa pag-access sa mga serbisyo kapag dumating sila sa Australia.
If they're coming from countries where the health services are very different to Australia's, commonly their English proficiency is lower than that would be, you know, of other migrants, even from a non-English speaking background. So they need support in that area as well to communicate effectively.
Ani Professor Yelland, ang mga doktor, nurse at iba pang mga manggagawang pangkalusugan ay maaaring gumawa ng higit pa upang mapigilan ang mga stillbirth sa mga refugee at migranteng kababaihan. At nagsisimula ito sa pamagitan lamang ng pagpaparamdam sa kanila na sila ay tanggap at pagtiyak na nauunawaan nila ang mga impormasyong ibinibigay sa kanila.
Clinicians are meant to be telling women about sleeping position, for example, not smoking in pregnancy, what to look out for in terms of reduced fetal movement. The latter one's really important because people need to have information that they can understand and then act on. You have to be able to understand that information and then know where to go to if you're concerned, and know that when you go somewhere that you're going to get a response.
Sinabi ni Dr. Riggs, samantalang marami pa ang kailangang gawin, may ilang mga programa na pinangungunahan ng pagkilos. Ang programa ng pangangalaga sa mga nagbubuntis sa Melbourne ay sinimulan para sa mga kababaihang migrante at refugee. Sinabi ni Dr. Riggs na pinagsasama ng programa ang mga nurse at mga komadrona, mga tagasalin at mga kababaihang buntis upang makapagtanong sila at sagutin ang mga ito sa kanilang sariling wika sa isang ligtas na lugar ng komunidad.
What we're finding is that women, it's increased women's access to antenatal care, so women are attending all of their healthcare appointments. Women are understanding the information that's been given, and women are attending referrals if they've been referred to additional services for extra support and care.
Ngunit ang pinakamahalagang bagay na sinabi ni Dr. Riggs ay ang pakikinig sa mga refugee at migranteng kababaihan tungkol sa kung ano ang kanilang mga pangangailangan.
What really matters to women and communities who are new to Australia is asking them for their opinion about what they would like from healthcare, because that's the only way we're going to see real change in ending preventable stillbirth and other poorer outcomes.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.